The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops what the new tire warranty covers and what it does not, and the implications for fleet management. Tire warranty. The tire warranty is a key protection for consumers, ensuring that any manufacturing defects are addressed by the manufacturer or distributor. However, not everything is covered, and it is important to know what it includes, what it does not cover, and how to claim correctly, so we want to explain it to you. What does the tire warranty cover? The following is the case of Spain, which will be very similar in any country. The warranty lasts for 2 years from the date of purchase, up to 5 years depending on the tire manufacturer, and covers manufacturing defects that may compromise the safety and performance of the tire. Manufacturing defects. Structural problems, such as tread deformations, carcass failures, or material defects, are covered as long as they are identified within the warranty period. Damage before use. If a tire has certain visible damage before installation, you can request an exchange or refund. To do so, it is essential to keep the invoice and to have an expert evaluation to confirm the fault, problems detected during installation. Some distributors include in the warranty any damage identified during installation. In these cases, you will need a technical report to support the inspection. Technical inspection by the manufacturer. In certain cases, the manufacturer may request a technical evaluation of the tire by a specialized laboratory to determine if the damage is covered by the warranty. Limited coverage based on use. If the tire has traveled a large number of miles, the warranty may offer only partial reimbursement, depending on wear and time elapsed since purchase. What is not covered by the tire warranty? Although the warranty offers protection against manufacturing defects, there are certain situations that are excluded. Wear due to improper maintenance. If the tires show irregular wear due to improper alignment, inadequate pressure, or lack of rotation, the warranty will not cover the problem. Damage caused by malicious damage. Vandalism, racing, off-road use, low tire pressure, improper mounting or dismounting, high-speed turns, overloading, or improper inflation. Damage from improper use. Improper use of the tire voids, the warranty, including exceeding the tire's load rating, driving in extreme terrain or competition, impacts against curbs or deep potholes, smooth spots due to inadequate maintenance. Damage caused on the road by carcass hits, scratches, tears, cuts or punctures. Damage caused by improper balancing or filling materials, sealing or seating. Water or other materials left inside the tire during mounting or altering the tire. External heat or fire. Improper use. Improper mounting and demounting. Worn suspension components. Unbalanced tire mounting. Vehicle misalignment. Improper tire use. Overloading. Improper inflation pressure. Wear limit. When the tread depth reaches 1.6 millimeters, the warranty is void, as the tire is considered to have reached the end of its useful life. Tires used in racing or competition activities. How to claim a tire warranty. If you believe that a tire has a defect covered by the warranty, follow these steps to make the claim correctly. Inspect the tire and confirm the problem. Gather the necessary documentation, such as the purchase invoice and any technical reports. Contact the dealer or manufacturer, who may request further testing or inspect the tire. Wait for the technical evaluation, as in some cases the tire must be sent to a specialized laboratory. Receive the result. If the claim is approved, you could get a full or partial refund or a replacement tire. Tire warranties protect your investment and offer support against manufacturer defects. However, it is important to understand its limitations and exclusions to avoid inconvenience. If you suspect a defect, act quickly, retain documentation, and follow the proper process to ensure your claim is addressed. Fleet management implications. Tires are an essential element of vehicle safety, so make sure they are in perfect working condition. When acquiring the tires and before installing them on the vehicle, a visual inspection must be carried out to check that they are in perfect conditions of use, checking the uniformity of the tread, that there is no damage to the sidewalls, or that there are no cracks. If they are not in perfect conditions of use, it is necessary to claim the warranty to the person who sold the tire to replace it with another one, to repair it, or to return the money. You must install the tire indicated by the vehicle manufacturer, because you can lose the warranty for not using the recommended tire. This information is in the vehicle data sheet and on the sidewall of the tire and is as follows. Tire width. This number expressed in millimeters shows how wide the tire is. Profile height. Corresponding to the second number, this value is a percentage that measures the height of the sidewall in relation to the width of the tire. Type of construction. Usually represented by the letter R, this character indicates that the tire is a radial type. Tire diameter. This number reveals the inner diameter of the tire in inches. Load index. This numerical value determines the maximum weight the tire can safely support. Speed index. Represented by a letter, this index indicates the maximum recommended speed for the tire. Date of manufacture. Represented by a four-digit code, where the first two digits indicate the week and the last two the year of manufacture. For example, 3125 means that the tire was manufactured in week 31 of the year 2025. Tread wear indicator TWI indicates the level of tread wear. Approval. If the tire bears the letters CE, it has been approved in Europe, but if it bears the letters DOT, it is the American approval marking. There is no legal regulation on tire expiration. What exists is a set of good practices in the industry such as the following. A tire should not be mounted more than 5 years after its date of manufacture, nor should it remain installed on the vehicle more than 5 years after its installation. This double calculation of the tire's life is due to the fact that an unmounted and properly stored tire retains its properties intact for at least 5 years, since it does not support the weight of the vehicle and is not subjected to the elements, while once installed the tire is subjected to the weight of the vehicle, inclement weather and the stresses of driving, and its normal useful life after mounting is estimated to be another 5 years. Before buying the tire, check the date of manufacture on the sidewall of the tire, and it is recommended for safety reasons not to buy tires more than 2 years old because over time they deteriorate and lose their properties. If we have an agreement with a tire manufacturer or wholesale distributor, it is necessary to include in the agreement that the tires are not older than 2 years. It is also necessary to include in the agreement that we can reject the tires without having to present a technical report or the opinion of an expert. Sometimes a tire manufacturer or wholesale distributor will make us an offer for a lot of tires very cheap, and it is because they are tires with 4 or 5 years old, we must be very cautious with this type of offers. Thank you for your time. The class has developed what the new tire warranty covers and what it doesn't, and the implications on fleet management. See you soon.